This episode is sponsored in part by LaunchDarkly. Take a look at what it takes to get your code into production. I'm going to just guess that it's awful because it's always awful. No one loves their deployment process. What if launching new features didn't require you to do a full-on code and possibly infrastructure deploy? What if you could test on a small subset of users and then roll it back immediately if results aren't what you expect? LaunchDarkly does exactly this. To learn more, visit launchdarkly.com and tell them Corey sent you, and watch for the wince.
Good morning and welcome to the AWS Morning Brief. We're now also doing some of these over on the Last Week in AWS YouTube channel. You might want to check it out if you're one of those. Now let's find out what the hell happened last week in the wide world of AWS. Amazon CloudFront now supports server timing headers. This feels like a move towards end-to-end tracing. Having just played around with X-Ray to debug a Lambda function, only to end up giving up in sheer despair, I'm cautiously optimistic. Amazon CloudWatch adds option for easy monitoring setup. A delightful change from its usual hard-as-passing-a-kidney-stone monitoring setup process. Amazon EC2 now performs automatic recovery of instances by default, which frankly beats the pants off of the old default of, well, I guess I'll just die then. Amazon RDS free tier now includes db.t3.micro, AWS Graviton 2-based db.t4g.micro instances in all commercial regions. Imagine that, a free tier offering that doesn't vary per region. Looking at you, EC2. The AWS Lambda console now supports bulk updates of layers. No, cries the ignorable voice of the masses who have not yet seen the way and the light that is ClickOps. AWS Security Hub launches 12 controls for security posture monitoring, which will be very helpful to your security posturing. Selecting the right database and database migration plan for your workloads. My joke about the job of the future is figuring out which of AWS's 40 managed database offerings a workload should use is getting disturbingly close to not being a joke anymore. New Cloud NGFW for AWS, and there are entirely too many disparaging ways to misread that name. Cloud NGMI, NFW, GFY, NSFW, and so many more. Integrating Dropbox with AWS SSO for governed file sharing in an AWS Control Tower environment. This is a neat idea, but let's disregard it completely in favor of its last sentence. The content and opinions in this post are those of the third-party author, and AWS is not responsible for the content or accuracy of this post. What the hell is the matter with you? It's a blog post on your corporate blog. Yes, you damned well are responsible for it. I have guest authors write posts from time to time at Last Week in AWS. I don't feel the need to disavow them because I read them first, you know? Up to 15 times improvement in Hive write performance with the Amazon EMR Hive Zero Rename feature. Amazon is very bad at naming things, so they have a new policy of not renaming things as a result. Using larger ephemeral storage for AWS Lambda. Now that there's a new feature, we should probably get around to demonstrating its use, huh? Is a fairly common pattern that we see continuing here. Understanding virtual network interfaces on AWS Snowball Edge. AWS is apparently moving backwards in time and teaching a bunch of born-in-the-cloud types how to handle data center-style networking. And I will never not snicker at the name Snowball Edge. Look up neither of those terms on Urban Dictionary. Automated, scalable, and cost-effective ML on AWS, detecting invasive Australian tree ferns in Hawaiian forests. Apparently, Australian tree ferns are so invasive that they're debating launching their own marketplace for third parties. Build a mental health machine learning risk model using Amazon SageMaker Data Wrangler. Tired of seeing me mock machine learning for being applied to dumb use cases, the SageMaker team tries instead to present one that is horrifyingly dystopian. People don't feel safe talking to their provider about mental health, so we're going to analyze their medical records so we can intercede anyway. Has a whole mess of nuance and danger to it that I absolutely do not think Amazon has frankly bothered to consider. Improve search accuracy with Spellchecker and Amazon Kendra. Rest assured, this is optional. You can keep misspelling words as you name new AWS products.
I am super excited about today's sponsor. It's a company called Thorn Technologies LLC. So imagine, if you will, the AWS transfer family that gives SFTP endpoints for S3, but pretend it had an easy, predictable pricing model and didn't charge you on every gigabyte coming or going just because they could, on top of the actual service charges themselves. That's right. Thorn Technologies LLC offers a product called SFTP Gateway. It's a thing we all used to build ourselves, only they give it to us via the AWS Marketplace for a fee that you know in advance that makes SFTP access between whatever needs to speak S3 and SFTP. Yes, in the enterprise world, there's a lot of those things. SFTP Gateway can also speak to other cloud storage providers like Azure and GCP. It has a web interface that's remarkably solid. It can be configured to be highly available, has a REST API that means you get to rest easy, and it makes just for a better outcome than anything you're going to be able to cobble together yourself, speaking as someone who's cobbled these things together himself. Check out SFTP Gateway. Visit snark.cloud/SFTP-thorn. That's snark.cloud/SFTP-thorn.
Powering travel through geofences and Amazon location services. This is a strong competitor to the early days of Apple Maps, which powered travel through actual fences, brick walls, and into the bay. AWS Organizations now provides a simple, scalable, and more secure way to close your member accounts. Hallelujah! Meanwhile, your organization's terrible security posture now provides a simple, scalable, and less secure way to close other people's member accounts. Enforce compliance using AWS Organizations tag policies with Serverless Transit Network Orchestrator. Did a machine learning algorithm write this headline? Because it smashes together a whole bunch of very unrelated things. Collecting AWS networking information in large multi-account environments. This is a microcosm of the larger problem. There is no decent way to get an inventory of everything within one, let alone multiple, AWS accounts. Implementing default directory indexes in Amazon S3-backed Amazon CloudFront origins using CloudFront functions. If your product requires me to write custom dynamic functions that are then executed on every request purely to display an index of the file that I'm serving, then your product is not one that I would consider to be very good. How governments can use open source solutions for faster transformation and more. It's good to see open source being advocated for as something other than launching a substandard hosted option with a dumb name. And finally, what you missed at the AWS Imagine nonprofit conference. The fact that this is the headline saying what you missed tells me that absolutely nobody bothered to show up to this thing. And that's what happened last week in AWS. Please continue to make good choices.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.